prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 26 May 2021. And you're in for a good program tonight. We're going to make a very dear friend of mine that I never met in person, but he's a good friend already. We're going to talk to Wayne Elliott from Canada to be filled in on what's going on, still going on in Canada. And we're going to discuss for a little while the Strauss products that we offer through here through the ministry. So stay tuned. You're going to want to hear this. And before I go there, I have two prayer requests tonight. I got one from a pastor friend of mine, Pastor Bo, asked prayer for a two-year-old little boy named Oakley. Oakley drowned in the pool, but they were able to revive him, excuse me, and get his heart pumping again. I haven't heard lately how he's doing. But they requested prayer for Oakley, please. And also keep Kelly Cannon, Joe's wife, in your prayers, please. She's in the CCU in Elkins, West Virginia Hospital. She is unresponsive, not talking, not eating, not drinking, not anything, last I heard. So please keep Kelly and Joe both in your prayers. And then God may direct him and heal Kelly's body, mind, spirit, whatever it may be. Restore her to his glory, for his glory. Please keep them in prayer, okay? Tomorrow is Thursday, and by the grace of God, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. I want to hear from you. Love to talk to you. You know that. I love the phone calls. I don't always get to talk for a long time because the phones get busy. It's always good to say hello to everybody that calls in. It really and truly is. And, of course, Crystal will be here to take orders and whatever you may do. Have any questions about past orders, whatever you want to do, we'll be here for that. And don't forget, this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m., we'll be having Bible study, current events, and a little bit of prayer time normally first and third Saturday, but we're going to do it the fifth Saturday, and then next Saturday, the first Saturday, because next week, Phil and his family will be going for a while, and I'm going to take a week off myself, I believe, next month. So just bear with us on that, but join us if you can. Watch us live, if you will, on PastorButch.com. Find live stream, click on there, and there will be. You'll see a number on the screen where you can call and talk to us if you like and make comments, ask questions. That's always a blessing to us. And you can listen on the phone now with a number that's working right now, and it's a very simple number to call, 339-209-5013. You call the number, no ID, number's got to be punched in anything. You call the number and we should be right there if everything works the way it should. And again, I said this is the last week and up until Monday night. The last week, last time we'll be offering a 2-for-1 special, REM sleep and tranquil. Folks, if you haven't got it, you better get it now because once this special's off, it's off. Get both of them now for $38.95. starting again, I think the price will be $27.95 for each, starting the first of the month. I got to check the price, been so long since I looked the regular price on it. But they're available now through this week and into Monday. And the 20-plus docs, 20-plus doctors talking about the COVID hoax, the danger of COVID from all over the world. That DVD will be offered tonight and through Monday, and that's going to be going, I'm not going to mention any more. We'll still have them probably, but I'm not going to mention any more. For $10.50, you can get a copy of a DVD that if you can show your friends and family, they'll watch it. It can literally save their lives, folks, and I mean that. I do mean that. And the COVID papers we're offering for free, no charge. If you can give a donation to help pay postage and handling, that'd be great. But if you can't afford that, the COVID papers are about 30-some pages, I believe it is, of information about the COVID hoax and what's going on with that. Just call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and say, I want those papers. Call tomorrow. Get them out to you tomorrow. And, of course, the last teaching we did, aside before last, a very important teaching, folks, called The Great Reset. And Dr. Carrie Madej did a marvelous job, teaching what the COVID's all about and what's coming out of the vaccines. Now, you'll find that video, by the way, also on our website under PastorButch.com, under Health News or COVID Hoax. Dr. Carrie's video will be right there for you to watch also. But if you don't have a computer, get on DVD, folks, $10.50 right to your front door. The newsletter will be going out of here tomorrow, going to Texas to the printer. It's going to be put up on the internet and mailed out to everybody who wants it for free. We just need your email address. You can email it to me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. That's pastorbutch@startmail.com. Get your email to me and I'll put you on the list. You'll start receiving the biggest, in my opinion, the best magazine out there. The Minuteman magazine is packed with information, packed information. And I'm going to share a little bit of an article in a minute, too, that will be in this month's magazine also, about a globalist banker who predicted this scamdemic back in 1981. And he's going to tell you why it's going to happen. Folks, that's been 30 years ago. Think about that. No, 40 years ago. Excuse me, 40 years ago. Think about that. How could a man have any inkling what's coming 40 years in the future? Now, let's go to our guest. Our guest, like I said, is a friend of mine that I never got to meet in person yet. I love his attitude. I love his demeanor. I love his character. I love to talk to him. He's just a man that's down to earth. He's a businessman. He's been around for a while and seen what's happening in a lot of different places. He lives in Canada, like I said. And things, I guess, are somewhat worse in Canada than they are here as far as being a police state, obviously. But are you there, Wayne?
I am, Pastor Butch. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, sir. It's good to have you. It really is.
My pleasure.
It's been a while, and I know you've been staying busy with your job and with your business and everything else, and I know you've been covered up on doing radio shows and filling in for Daniel sometimes on his broadcast and joining the program. You've been a really busy fella, and I know that you have been trying to expose a lot of things for a lot of years now, my friend. And again, thank you for being there, and even for being in Canada, we can keep an eye on our northern border. We appreciate that.
I wish they'd open it sometime, Pastor Butch. The southern border, I guess, is wide open, and the northern border has been closed over a year now, first time in history, apparently.
Well, now, you can leave, but you have a hard time getting back in. Now, can we come in? Is that a problem? Do we have to quarantine when we come in, too?
You have to fly. You can't drive in, as a rule. I tried to drive into the United States the end of January, and they refused me entry. And
you have to
they told
fly.
Me I could fly. And I said, well, I don't like to fly to start with, and I don't really want to be in a packed plane. I got many stops to make. He said, that's your problem, and turned me around.
Oh, my goodness. So we can fly into Canada as we are, but we can't drive across the border.
That's right. Yeah.
Explain to me why that's important. How does that work?
Well, you know, I don't get it, obviously, and I'm left to wonder these days whether we're being tested here in Canada to just see how much we'll take. Actually, I think it's still until June the 2nd. You know, you can fly in a packed airplane, but you cannot go out by yourself in the middle of Lake Erie with a fishing pole and fish, or go out with your mate or your wife. And yet, you can both get on a packed airplane and fly wherever you want, I guess. So, I mean, that makes no sense at all. The fish can't get COVID from us. We can't get it from the fish. And Lake Erie is a very big lake. And it just shows how, I don't know, I just call it, that doesn't add up. None of this, for me, has been adding up.
It's insane. So y'all can't go outside, really, then?
Oh, there's still the stay-at-home order. This has been on, except for 1 week. This has been on since Christmas night at midnight. And before that, last month, I mean, we were locked down. Many places were, but for the most part, we've been locked down a year, really. And essential services can work. Our companies are considered essential service, so we can work. But other than to go get groceries or medicine or take them to someone, you are supposed to stay home. Our premier in Ontario, that's like your governor in the U.S. states, he actually gave the police the authority about 4 or 5 weeks ago that they can now randomly pull people over on the road to ask, where are you going? What are you doing out? And thankfully, every police force in Ontario refused to do it.
Amen.
So, yeah, I was happy to hear that because, my goodness, what's next?
You're right. You're absolutely right. And now, is it still the case that y'all cannot go from province to province like our going state to state, but y'all can't cross the borders from province to province?
That's right, yeah. The different provinces, it's like your states. They each can set their own rules. But much of Canada has been in lockdown. We have a job going on with a big ship out in Nova Scotia, one of our maritime provinces. Our fellows who are essential service workers had some trouble getting in, and the subcontractors are having trouble getting in. And when they're there, they're allowed to go from the ship to their accommodations. The specific restrictions say they cannot be out in the public. So no grocery store, no just back and forth and take out food, you know. So it's really something, and yes, there has been police at the borders of the provinces, and I guess you need a pretty good reason to enter the next province. And what's ironic is Canadians acted for about a year like America was the COVID den, and by closing the border, it somehow protect Canadians from that, which is foolish. And don't you know now, the figures say, that Canada has had more infections per 100,000 people and more deaths per 100,000 people than America. So much for that theory that America was the hot spot. And you know, what else is nuts is that we've been locked down, well, until about 3 weeks ago, 50 to 60 flights a day were allowed into Canada from Pakistan and India, two very hot spots in the world with the variants. And just 3 weeks ago, and they're talking about opening those back up in 3 weeks, and yet we won't be unlocked from our lockdown situation then. So it doesn't make a bit of sense.
No, it is. And, you know, I sometimes think of doing that on purpose, just like you said, to see how much we'll take. It's the same kind of nonsense in place down here. I think they're just trying to see how much it'll take. But thank God here in some areas in our states, and here in Florida and Texas, other places, they're passing laws. They will not honor a COVID pass. They're actually making a stand against some of these things. And I thank God for that. You know, I really do. But
me too.
It's the same thing. They're just trying to see how much you'll put up with. And as a whole, my friend, as a whole, the people all over the world have walked in lockstep together out of fear. I mean, they just didn't shut down America and Canada. They shut down the whole world with this hyped up hoax. And I guess you say some of a test run, but it's also more to it than that. And I want to share in a minute an article entitled Globalist Banker Predicted Scamdemic and Genocide of the Useless. Now, folks, this article will be in completed form in this month's magazine. Now, this was done back in 1981, so I want you to pay attention a second. But you know, when you think about this, Wayne, this guy spoke these words back in 1981, 40 years ago. Now, he wasn't a prophet, I'm sure. But he knew it was coming because he's part of the ones planning it, wasn't he?
Geez, you never know, I guess. But, you know, why can't we learn more about how this happened, why this happened, what did Dr. Fauci do investing that, approving that $3.5 million for the Wuhan lab? You know, they don't seem to be pressing China for answers. And
well, if they did, I'm sure they're
taking our jobs, taking our economy, and now they don't answer for themselves. I mean, I can tell you over the past 20 years, they were communist China. They used to be the enemy. Our grandfathers and our fathers wouldn't much like that we've turned over our economy to them, but they've been caught painting children's toys with lead-based paint. They've made steel pipe and tube for the oil and gas industry and got involved with someone in America that went along with stamping it made in America, and that wasn't discovered till the tubular products failed in the field. And, you know, so I can't believe we're trusting them. I don't know if you've seen the nurse that has been on the various podcasts or whatever you call them, talks about these swabs for testing that's made in China, saturated in one of the most toxic carcinogenic chemicals to humans.
Yes,
and that's what's on the swabs, and they're made in China. I can't figure out, Pastor Butch, how we came to trust the communists so much.
Well, 80% of the medicine is made in China, by the way, too. 80% of medicine is made in China. But, you know, I believe that the reason I'm pushing it, because I know for sure, and I can prove this, if you go to my website and look under COVID hoax, you'll find this article. Fauci was in on this. And so was GlaxoSmithKline and the rest of them. They were in on this. They actually helped fund this project in China. So they're all together. So they can't expose it too much, or they expose yourself. This wasn't just done in China per se. There was a worldwide scheme, and Americans had a lot of people involved in this, and companies. And now the vaccination companies, GlaxoSmithKline and Pfizer and Moderna, are already developing new vaccines for the next outbreak. They said they're going to get ahead of the game this time. They made billions this past time, and they're going to get some more. But Wayne, listen to this article. Just I'm going to read a few paragraphs of it, and this is what this says. For those who still doubt that the fraudulent genocidal communist-style tyranny of COVID-1984 was planned long ago by the self-appointed riders of the pale horse as the unnatural denouement of their reprehensible felicitation of big pharma Bolshevik coups in almost every nation worldwide becomes all the more pervasively obvious, prepared to have any remaining illusion shattered. The following statements, which were made in 1981 by a powerful international banker and unapologetic eugenicist, Jacques Attali, are taken from interviews with Michael Solomon, The Faces of the Future, Sigurd's edition, which was published in France by Emmy Litt when Attali was a senior advisor to the French president, François Mitterrand. Now, this is only part, folks. The whole article will be in this month's magazine. It goes much, much more detail than this. In the future, it will be a question of finding a way, now, folks, listen to what this man said, to reduce the population. We will start with the old, because as soon as it exceeds 60, 65 years, man lives longer than he produces and costs society dearly. Then the weak and then the useless who do nothing for society, because there will be more and more of them, especially the stupid ones. Now this is his words, not mine. Euthanasia, targeting these groups, euthanasia will have to be an essential instrument of our future societies in all cases. We cannot, of course, execute people or set up camps. We will get rid of them by making them believe it is for their own good.
Yeah.
To a large population, and for the most part unnecessary, is something economically too expensive. Socially, it is also much better for the human machine to come to an abrupt halt rather than gradually deteriorating. We won't be able to run intelligence tests on millions and millions of people, you can imagine. We will find something. Now listen to this last few sentences. We will find something or cause it. We will find something, or cause it, a pandemic that targets certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus that will affect the old or the fat. It doesn't matter. The weak will succumb to it. The fearful and the stupid will believe it and ask to be treated. We will have taken care to plan the treatment. Now listen, people. A treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots will thus be done on its own. They will go to the slaughterhouse on their own to get the treatment.
Yeah.
1981, he said this. Now, where there's this much smoke, there's got to be some fire. I mean, this guy did not make something up in his head. He said this. 40 years ago, he said this. And now we're seeing people line up to get vaccines, which are not vaccines. They're DNA changers. And there's going to be a price to pay, my friends. There's another Frenchman, a Frenchman named Jacques, and I can't pronounce his last name, who supposedly said this. I cannot prove this yet. But supposedly a Nobel Prize winner by the name of Luc Montagnier has confirmed that there is no chance of survival for people who have received any form of the vaccine. Now, I cannot prove this. This comes from LifeSite News, a pretty reliable source, and some others, so I can't tell you it's real or not. But I do know the 1981 message is real. It actually was made in an interview. So what do you think about all those things, Wayne?
Well, I'll tell you, the most, you know, there's a couple of things that are really concerning to me, really, really concerning to me. At first, when the government, when there was all the fear-mongering, and they sure as heck did scare the heck out of people, I thought, well, you know, they want to highlight the seriousness of it. They don't want people to be cavalier about it. Well, then it continued on. And then when they started, the government owned radio ads and so forth, started saying untruths such as, we won't be safe till we're all vaccinated. Yeah. Well, the vaccines are not to prevent COVID, but they've done a really good job of convincing people that they are. That was one thing that continues to really concern me. Why do we have to be lied to? Why do we need to be, they have to keep the fear up? For vaccines that really so little are known about. You have to sign a waiver. You can't come back in the manufacturer, the government, or anyone else. So, well, you know, whatever risk is your own. And the second thing that bothered me was, and a letter was written by a very, very highly respected virologist that used to run WHO. He was a high-ranking official at Pfizer for a period. And he wrote an emergency-type letter to doctors and hospitals around the world saying that these DNA-changing drugs will be the biggest disaster in human medical history. And I listened very closely, and he had a doctor come on afterwards with an ESO board and really, really show it in real terms, and he set it up like a football team, offense and defense. And these DNA changing vaccines, apparently, they change our natural makeup. I just can't go along with that because of what Strauss has taught me. That's becoming
right.
A genetically modified organism, but it changes us so that our immune system apparently is on high alert for COVID. On high alert. The trouble is, as this gentleman says, this doctor says, it's on much lower alert for everything else. That's cancer. That's all the other nasty things that
can
overtake us. So why would we want to do that? It isn't like, cancer, Pastor Butch, kills 10.5 million people a year by average, every year in the world.
Yep.
Why would we want to sacrifice, if you will, the strength of our immune system against other things just for COVID, especially when you consider that they are not to prevent COVID, but rather to help lessen the symptoms. They wouldn't be so harsh. They're hoping for less deaths, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then you look at the arithmetic. Straight arithmetic, you don't need the new math or trigonometry or the XYZ algebra, just arithmetic. again, it doesn't add up. Why has the same number of people died, approximately, very close, the same number of people died in total in 2018, 2019, and 2020 if COVID's killed so many?
That's exactly
right. Well, I'll tell
right.
you why. There was only 9,000 cases of influenza B, apparently, this year, instead of the millions that there usually is. Now, I don't believe that for a minute. And then the last thing that bothers me is if you think back in time of the annual influenza B season, you know, the flu shot, we're always sure. told to get up here. In my memory, there's a heck of a lot more people every year, I recall, sick with the flu, off work for 3 days a week and so forth. Our office, you know, I remember 2018, it was like a revolving, two people at a time. It just went on, and the people were sick with influenza B. I recall far more instances of flu, far more people I knew with flu than have been infected with COVID. Not even close, the difference. And so it doesn't add up again, Pastor Butch. You see, I'm an arithmetic guy. I can do the heck out of arithmetic. I'm in the arithmetic business. We sell in ounces, pounds, tons, by ships, by the gross tons, dealing all kinds of tons, short tons, long tons, and metric tons. So arithmetic is something I've been doing for a long, long time, and none of this arithmetic adds up. Combine that with some of the restrictions that don't make sense. And you just have to, you know, I found myself having to be suspicious and truthfully very anxious over all this. And the tremendous fallout, do you know pediatricians across Canada, children's doctors, have pleaded with the government to end these lockdowns, get these children back in school. They've got to have social. We're social creatures. They're not allowed to play their sports. They're not allowed to have their friends over. They can't go visit their grandmas. It's causing such mental distress in children that it's certainly not funny. It's very, very sad. Now, of course, they don't have a say. They don't necessarily understand, and they also don't have a vote, Pastor Butch. But I'm disgusted that our government's done nothing for children. Nothing. Not a thing. And this mental health, this is going to outlast COVID by a long, long way, the mental health issues.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
So this doctor warned that so many people with these vaccines will die before they would have likely, and or die when they wouldn't have.
Amen. Hang on to the break. We've got to break here real quick, Wayne. Go to the folks, you want to call and talk to us, you can. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storbo Foods, the only Storbo food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Storbo foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Howdy, folks. We're back here. We're talking to Wayne Elliott about a lot of different topics. We're going to talk about the Strauss products just in a few minutes because it's so, so important that you understand what these products can do for anyone out there that's listening that has problems with their heart, circulation, or whatever. You want to hear this. I'll make one final comment about the COVID situation and the vaccine companies. Now, listen, folks, you can find this online. Don't take my word for it. But all of the vaccine manufacturers made billions and billions with this vaccine. An experimental vaccine. Never been tested, but they were paid billions of dollars to make these vaccines, and they've become wealthy. They're already making vaccines for the next breakout, the next pandemic. How do they know what it's going to be already, but to make some vaccines for it right now? And remember, the Bible says that the love of money, money itself is not evil. The love of money is the root of all evil because it buys power. Yeah, it does. It buys power. It buys influence. It buys a lot of things that people would die for and have died for. We're warned about that in the scriptures and Proverbs and James and other places, that the desiring earthly wealth in this manner will destroy you now and in eternity. But that's why this has all happened. Please understand this one fact. Somebody benefited from this financially. It wasn't you and I. Or maybe you got a bailout check, but that didn't last very long. Not compared to the billions handed out to the vaccine manufacturers, the banks, the large corporations. The little guys got basically nothing, peanuts. But as most often happens, people seem to be content with peanuts. Like a monkey in a cage, throw them with a banana and a peanut, and they'll be happy. That's how most people are in the world today, especially even here in American Canada. Now, Wayne, I want to discuss something that we talked about before in the program, because, folks, I do offer on this broadcast the Strauss products. I personally take, every day, twice a day, the Strauss Heart Drops, the Kidney Support, and the Cardio Support. Because the high blood pressure comes from the kidney to your heart, as Wayne said before. And heart drops helps clear out all the vessels in your body. And according to the doctor, I had a heart attack back in January. I don't know that I did. I don't know that. I'm not saying they were wrong. I didn't know it. I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel anything at all. I know I had double pneumonia. I don't know that for a fact because I felt lousy at that. But I've been taking those regularly. I did before this. But now I have doubled down on them, taking 2 dropperfuls a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, of those 3 products. And I'm believing, because I'm not going back to the heart doctor, because so far I have to wear a mask in his office, and I told him, don't call me. As long as I have to wear a mask, I won't be there. I go to a regular physician here locally when I want to, and everything checks out fine as far as blood pressure and other things, but I will not go back to the heart doctor and wear a mask into his office. I will not do that. I haven't worn one yet, and I'm going to start now. And he said, well, preacher, you may die. If it's my time to go, my friends, I'm going. If it's not, I'm not going. So why should I lay in bed at night and worry about tomorrow and whether I'll live to see it or not? You live for the day for the glory of our Savior, the glory of God. Try to plan things for your family's future in case you aren't here. And I've done that. I have done that. By the grace of God, I have done that. I plan to take care of my wife. Marcia Jean, if something happened to me first, I don't think she'll be hurting for anything. She won't be a millionaire, but she won't be broke. I'll try to give her a place to sleep, security on this earth as much as I possibly can. And I know that my God is big enough to take care of her if I leave this world. So I'm not worried about that kind of stuff. That does not concern me. What concerns me is that the people of this nation and around the world have become so willfully ignorant and so easily steered into false concepts and precepts and lies. That bothers me. Being a watchman on the wall that I'm called to be, that really bothers me. I'm 72 years old, so I don't have time to play games. If you don't want to hear what I have to say, by all means, turn the radio off. But I'm going to tell you the truth as best as I can. Because one day I will give account for every idle word spoken. And I don't want any more than what I already have. Now, Wayne, I do want to discuss the Strauss products. For the new listeners out there, and we have picked up since I talked to you last time, I think, about 12 new AM stations. Tell the people about Strauss products and how you know them so well.
Things like hawthorn and all the various herbs that the Strauss family puts in these various formulas. And, pardon me, I will remain forever grateful. Long time ago, my later 30s, I started to have angina issues from clogged arteries. And boy, was I blessed and lucky because it wasn't until about age 42 that I found the Strauss heart drops. When I read about the Harvard study and the earlobe creases being an indicator of clogged arteries, I looked in the mirror, and sure enough, crease on each ear. Looked at some of my relatives' photographs. Grandma and grandpa had died from heart disease, an uncle, cousin. They all had earlobe creases. It's funny, I never did anything. I never researched anything to help myself. I did make plans to leave early as they had done. That's what I did do. Got everything out of my name, wanted to make it easy for my family if something happened to me. And, I'm so grateful. The most profound day of my life was the day I received that bottle of Strauss heart drops. And most profound experience of my life was my relationship with Jim Strauss. And
how did you find out about Strauss heart drops? Who told you about them?
Friend of mine that was from Ontario that moved to British Columbia, he always called me about once a month, and I hadn't heard from him in a few months. And when he called, he told me he'd had a heart attack and was to have open heart surgery. Someone introduced him to these Strauss heart drops, he said, and the doctors canceled his surgery a couple of months later. And boy, oh boy, I said, Ted, I got the name from him and everything, and I hung up the phone, and I called right out to Strauss. and talk to the lady there that answered the phone for about three quarters of an hour. Had her express ship me a bottle. And I, too, only take it, I took it twice a day because I didn't want to leave it somewhere in one of the offices. And so I left it on my bathroom sink, and I took it at the start and finish of my day. And, boy, the rest is history, as they say. I had hearing returned to my left ear in just a couple of weeks. I was just amazed that that was cholesterol. At one point, I stopped having to wear eyeglasses for almost 5 years. But the big thing was clearer breathing and the increased energy. Boy, oh boy, it's hard to explain. It's so invigorating when you increase your blood flow. It's really hard to explain for people to appreciate unless they've experienced it. And boy, I mean, here we are 25 years later. I still take those heart drops every day, and I rotate the other products, treat them kind of like cleanses, 3 months at a time. I do about every 18 months. I'll do the various products, the prostate, the kidney, the bladder, cardio. The heart drops I stay on all the time. I'm not going to, I don't want to risk getting clogged up again. I don't even want 10% restriction of blood. Right. I'm 67, and it just isn't wise to start playing Russian roulette at this stage, so I will always take that every day of my life, the heart drops. And, boy, I'll tell you, I mean, geez, it's been a great life. A busy man, involved in a lot of things. Very grateful for that and had the energy to do it and still do. I am involved in a lot of things, Pastor Butch, and I was on 200 radio shows last year, and that isn't my job. It's just my personal passion. I'm busy with the ships and the hazardous waste and the battery recycling and the scrap metal and agriculture. And I enjoy those things, and I think they're rewarding because, I believe we do good things for the environment and for people. But this, with the natural health, the things Jim Stroh taught me, it's kind of better. And I think I'm more passionate because it's more direct. When you can be some part, even some small part of helping another person, it's more rewarding. It's faster. If we do good things for the environment, well, it's kind of, it isn't something you can put your hand on. And, it's a huge environment out there, and we're just little guys in our few operations. So with this Strauss and with the natural health, it's been so much more rewarding because it's direct. It's like cutting the lawn. When you're done, you can feel good. The lawn looks good. And so it's just been wonderful for me, not only for my own health, my parents, family, so many friends and customers in our other business, a lot of football players. And, it's just been such a pleasure to be involved in it. It's painless, Pastor Butch, as you know.
Yes,
there's no pain to taking it.
Yes, it is. Yes,
there's no incisions. There's no pharmaceuticals involved, no chemicals. And safe, even if you're on the prescriptive drugs. These are as different as food and drugs. These are all made with plants, botanicals. All natural substances. And as the Bible says about our food being our medicine and our medicine being our food, and it's, I believe that. It's our fuel. And these heart drops have just been, and these other formulas have been crafted by the Strauss family to do specific things for us. And
how long have they developed these products? How many years have they been around?
Some of these formulas are 8 generations old, so
wow.
200 years old. The heart drops are only 41 years old. They were made by Jim and Peter Strauss for Jim Strauss after a massive heart attack in 1980. And Jim and Pete, after this hospital told Jim what was wrong with him, 5 clogged arteries, they said he could die that day if he didn't have bypass surgery, and he took a medical helicopter back to his hometown from Vancouver, talked to his son. They discussed what was wrong, and this cholesterol plaque built up. And in about 3 hours, they had the formula down. They do it by taste with a gram scale, and I've heard the story many times from Jim and Pete. And once they they had it down, and they knew they had the right ingredients and the right proportion. Peter made tincture for his dad. He didn't know how much to take, so Jim was taking what we'd consider now about a three-week supply every day. He didn't know how much to take. He knew it couldn't hurt him. And in 2.5 weeks, he walked to his mailbox, and in 6.5 weeks, he went back to work for 25 years. Never a pill, never heart surgery, and lived a good life till age, I think he was 87, and God bless him, he choked to death, is how Jim Strauss died. Asphyxiation, I think they call it.
Well, now, you know, the heart drops, you have the kidney drops, the cardio support, you have the bladder support and all those things. So just very quickly, running out of time, folks, if you have any questions about this, what we talked about earlier, you're welcome to call 844-769-2944. Tonight's broadcast is, it's really a commercial for First Trial's product because they work. If they didn't work, I wouldn't be taking them myself. I wouldn't trust my life to them. I refuse to get a catheterization done. I'm not going under the knife for anybody. I'm not going to do it. Lord willing, I'll be alive or I'll be dead. But I am taking the Strauss heart drops, the cardio support, and the kidney support right now, twice a day, and I'll drop it four twice of each of them, twice a day. But now, tell us about some of the products that you know about, that the bladder support, for example. What is that all about?
A bladder is a wonderful product. It truly is. A lot of folks, my mom suffered this, urgency to have to go to the bathroom, difficulty sometimes emptying the bladder, just go a number of times. I kidded my mom once. We were driving to Florida together, and I said, instead of 2 days, this is going to be 2 weeks if you keep this up, Ma. We can't hardly drive past a rest area. You don't need to stop. And, of course, it bothered her sleep tremendously, woke her up through the night so many times. And this formula has some great antibiotic herbs in it, just as the kidney formula does, just as the prostate formula does. They're not the same antibiotic herbs, but they're antibiotic herbs together with other herbs good for that part of our body. And so killing bacteria is a real culprit in the kidneys, liver, and prostate, a real culprit. So that's the one thing that they do. And it's really a cleanse. And I'll tell you, fast working, Pastor Butch, fast working. I, as I've experienced with many people and myself, and people report back that it is not at all uncommon for these things to change for you within a week. It's just amazing when you get that bacteria killed. And, of course, it's safe. It's not like antibiotic chemical, man-made chemical drugs. It's all plants. And boy, oh boy, the difference for you can happen inside a week. It's not for everyone, but it's amazing to me how quickly and effective these products have shown to be, Pastor Butch. Kidney, the same thing. Now, you mentioned high blood pressure. That's either your heart or your kidneys. And if you didn't know, because doctors don't tell us, they can't tell which it is. And if you didn't care which it was, you just want to deal with it, I'd recommend the Strauss heart drops and the Strauss kidney blood pressure formula. You will notice, most people will notice as well, with the kidney formula, a difference in their bathroom habits. Go less often, less urgency. When the Strauss brought the four originals after the heart drops, when they brought those out just last year by popular demand, the kidney was the first out, Pastor Butch. So I hadn't had the formula in 20 years. I took it. Boy, was I pleased. I was getting up once, maybe twice through the night. That was it. And then the bladder, when it came out, I forget which was first, actually. But anyway, I took them both, and now it's once a night for me. And I drink a lot of water at night. That's when I hydrate. So it's no surprise I would get up so often in the past. Now it's once per night, which I'm just thrilled with. And a lot of people, truly, their sleep is disturbed because they don't get into the deep REM sleep. Which is another great product, that REM sleep. Boy, the small study with 45 people I was involved in with that REM sleep, that was something as well.
It's a fantastic product. And
it
by the
really
way, I've been telling the folks I have the 2-for-1 sale will end this week. So, folks, now it's time to get it. Let's take a quick phone call. We're running out of time. Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah,
Yeah, I just have a couple quick Bible verses and a question. Who am I speaking with again, and where are you located in Canada?
My name's Wayne Elliott, and I'm in Port Colborne, Ontario, Canada, right near Buffalo, New York, on the north shore of Lake Erie.
Oh, Wayne Elliott, I've heard of you. Well, I've known Butch for almost 20 years. Yeah, you know, we got to start praying these things, too. We have to start praying some imprecatory prayers against these people. Here's a verse for everybody. Here's Acts chapter 1:20. You know, when people are, both parties, people, are promoting the vaccinations. This president and so the previous one. Yes, they are. Here's a verse written in Acts chapter 1, verse 20. For it's written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, let no man dwell in his house, and let another one take his office. You know that verse, Butch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that verse before. Yeah. I sure have. Yep.
Yeah. Luke wrote that book and that verse, folks, in the book of Acts. It's taken from Psalm 69:25. Let your habitats be desolate, and let no one dwell in their tents. That means the people who are promoting this stuff. No, I'm not going to bless my enemies, friend, like the Lord said on several occasions when they're trying to kill me with a vaccination. No. Hey, Wayne Elliott, you're doing a good job, friend. I hope I'm not offending you with these verses.
Not at all.
Okay, thanks, Wayne. Yeah,
thank you.
Those are my, yeah. Well, it's almost time to get out of time verse, so, better watch, so.
Yeah, okay, my
another
friend.
Another verse is Psalm 109, verse 8. We can read that too, folks. I'll let you go, but Psalm 109, verse 8. Let's keep the prayer up, folks. God will protect the remnant. Thanks, Butch. Thanks, Wayne Elliott.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you, Dino.
Sir.
Thank you. We're down the last few minutes here, Wayne, and you all have, just go very quickly, tell us what products Strauss offers. What, very quickly, skim through them and give us a quick overview of them.
The Strauss Heart Drops, again, anybody who has diabetes, I'd urge you to try this product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, so you can't be cheated. Diabetics, just their risk at losing parts of themselves, their eyesight, their limbs, their toes. Urge you to try the Strauss Heart Drops. If you have angina, if you've had bypass surgery, because they can't change the whole hose, you see, they just bypass them. Not like your tractor, you can change the whole hose.
That's
so,
right.
Those Strauss Heart Drops, just fabulous. I mean, I can tell stories about them until the cows come home. Just great for the cardiovascular and to ensure blood goes everywhere you have a vessel and vein to carry it. The bladder, a great product to cleanse the bladder, keep your bladder working properly. We're really only supposed to urinate about 8 times a day. So if you're going 10, 15, and more times, you know, I'd urge you to try that bladder formula. If you're having incontinence troubles and trouble going, trouble emptying, urgency, great product to try. The kidney, I mean, these are our filters. They're such important organs. The kidney formula by Strauss is just a tried and true, centuries-old formula. It's never been changed. Just a great formula for your kidneys. The prostate for men, try it. My dad had issues. I didn't know he was on pills for a couple of years. Then they told him he had to have his prostate removed in Boston. My dad, because of the heart drops, had saved my dad from open heart surgery. He went along with me and took the Strauss prostate formula. This is 20 years ago. And he died 15 years later with a healthy prostate. He never had it removed, and plenty of other people as well. The CardioCom, it fixed my irregular heartbeat. I had that for years, and it drove me crazy. And 3 months, my friend Joe was 5 months fixing his. But it also is to rebuild damaged heart cells. Just a great product, the CardioCom. And these are all tried and true. They've been around a long, long time, and they're effective. They're approved as safe by Health Canada and the FDA. And really nothing to lose, Pastor Butch. I mean, you have nothing to lose. You're safe, and you can't be cheated for your money. The Strausses won't have it. They, if a person's not satisfied, they get a full refund. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And that's why, you know, they have such a great reputation, Pastor Butch. They've had millions of customers, and, you know, they don't need or want to take anybody's money, and they won't sell you something if they don't think you need it. I was always amazed at that with Jim.
Well, now, very quick question here. Would it be a wise idea, especially with the heart drops and maybe the kidney drops and whatever, CardioCom, for everybody to take a maintenance dose of that, like a dry drop a full day?
Well, you, Pastor Butch, you got to maintain your pickup truck and your vehicle. You got to maintain your furnace, your lawnmower, and your tractor, your snowblower. All of these things, if we don't change the oil and the filter once in a while, take them in for service, blade sharpened, they won't continue to service. And our body is an amazing piece of equipment as it is, just an amazing thing, our human body.
Amen.
It also needs maintenance. It needs proper nourishing food. We need to get some exercise. We don't want to get too heavy. We want to keep using our limbs. That's why the Creator gave them to us. We're not meant to sit there all day, every day. Take some good supplements because our soil has been depleted for years. If it's not in the soil, it's not going into the veggies and fruits. And if it's not there, we're not getting it. So I think we need to supplement these days. Good vitamins and minerals. I take them daily. You know, we just need to, we need to do these things more than ever. And that REM sleep and Tranquil, that 2-for-1 sale, these are two good formulas. If anybody's suffering anxiety, this is 100% natural. Once again, cannot harm you. All natural ingredients. And it helps. I describe the Tranquil as just kind of turning things down a notch or two, Pastor Butch.
Yes,
just
take
some of the heat off. And
let me
REM sleep, well, it's been remarkable, the REM sleep has. I've been so happy with it.
I take it every night. Every night. I tell people it doesn't make you sleep, it lets you sleep.
That's right.
Big difference. But I want to ask this question. I'm going to ask it on the air, so I'll know. I understood this is going to be the last month of 2-for-1. Are we going? Now I know that you want that done this. Are we going to continue a little longer? Will this be the last month 2-for-1?
I'm going to push them to continue it because I really want to make sure that folks that need it can have it.
Okay, so we're going to try to continue it. Okay, folks, you heard that. I want to make sure because Wayne the one decides this. Thank you, brother. I will talk to you again real soon. Okay.
God bless. It's always my pleasure.
Thank
Pastor
you, Butch. You too. Folks, see you in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 at 800-777-4403. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.